Ave Maria, we're here with Father Michael Dre. He is the pastor and senior chaplain here at Harvard University. And what a pleasure to have him here with us. Father, I'm just wondering, when did you first hear that there was going to be a black mass permitted here at Harvard? And what was your reaction to that?
Well, to be honest with you, I was stepping off a plane on Tuesday night last week after being in Rome. And I got a text message from one of my students telling me about this, having sent the picture of the poster that he found on campus. And I was just speechless. I just could not believe that something like that in this day and age would still rear its ugly head. And that power of evil and the power of hatred was present on our campus here at Harvard. I was just speechless. I didn't know what to say.
And so then it seemed like some students, some of the Catholic student body mobilized, came up with the idea to have a procession, a Eucharistic Holy Hour. Did they then present that to you?
Well, actually, how that came about is that I initially came up with having the Holy Hour here in response to the perceived black mass that was supposedly going to go on at Memorial Hall. Because I said to myself, you know, what is the best way to respond to this? You know, because students were saying, oh, Father, we should plan a march and a protest. And as I said to them, I said, I think the best response is a Christ-like response, which would be coming together as a community in prayer. So I announced a Holy Hour for tonight, during the time that what was going to take place across campus was happening, from 8 to 9, to bring the community together in prayer and have a prayerful response and a calm response to this terrible aggression and affront to our Catholic sensibilities. The students organized the petition drive, and they were quite successful with it, which is a great blessing. And so I'm very happy that, you know, we all could be part of such an important endeavor here on the campus.
Now, Father Clancy down at MIT, he's the one who started the procession. So the Holy Hour was your idea, and then was it Father Clancy who then said, hey, let's do a procession?
Yes, I had a meeting down at the Chancery in Braintree on Wednesday, I believe it was, Wednesday or Thursday. And when I walked in, he was there, and you know, he expressed his support for what was happening here. And I told him what we were doing, and he said, you know, let's form a procession. He says, I'll have a procession from MIT and come down to St. Paul's to Harvard. And I said, I think that sounds like a phenomenal idea. What a wonderful witness. So I'm very grateful to Father Clancy for his leadership on that. Very grateful.
Yes, and it was all organized quite quickly, and we had an enormous turnout. People joining the procession, there were others who were joining as it came by, and others who were simply asking questions, you know, what is this?
Exactly. Well, the reality is that sometimes the best things happen in a short period of time. And when the energy is there, the grace is really flowing to make sure that we respond appropriately and prayerfully to this offense to our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. And people of goodwill, Father, I'll tell you, from around the world have been sending emails, phone calls. We had one person, didn't sign the person's name, left a beautiful note and a bouquet of flowers in the door for the priests here at St. Paul's. And it's just been an overwhelming response, as I said in my homily, from alumni and parents and students, but people with no affiliation with Harvard at all. People have driven tonight great distances to be here, to join us in prayer tonight. So I'm thrilled. I'm just thrilled with it. It's a great blessing.
Sure. And then you also mentioned at some point you were told that the Black Mass had actually been canceled at its original location. Did that come to you shortly before the Holy Hour began?
I think it was probably like around 5:30 or so this afternoon. I was working on a few things for tonight, and I got a text message from Terry Donlin from the diocese and from a couple of other people that they had moved it off campus to an off-site location. Then I found out after that the off-site location apparently found out what they were about and said, no, I'm sorry, we don't want you here either, and they left there. So from what I heard just a little while ago, it's been postponed indefinitely. My prayer is it's postponed forever.
So it's amazing, really, how this has turned out to be an incredible source of blessing and renewal of the faith, I think, of a lot of people present here today. We thank you, Father Michael, for this interview, for your inspired words during your homily, and for the wonderful example and leadership that you have given to the Catholic community here at Harvard. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you very much, Father. God bless you, and God bless your listeners as well. Pray for us.